The voice of Branch County for high school sports. AM 1590 WTVB Coldwater and FM 95.5 W238 CD Coldwater. The Michigan High School Athletic Association and WTVB present
Art Magic.
Here comes Squarefar ahead to Kenzie Galloway. Pass break. Yes, I won.
Nice pass from Megan Squarefar.
Dribble drive, cut off on the left wing. Needs help, finds Logan Miller. Seven with six with five. Back to King, up top. Down the middle of the lane. The runner, good! 2 seconds left!
Brought to you by these members of the WTVB Sports Boosters Club. Amerigas, Benedict Steakhouse and Grill, Bobelia Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Branch County Abstract and Title, Consumers Credit Union, Cooley's Jewelry, Donay's On Time Service, Drew's Place of Coldwater, Harold Chevrolet, Hallett Auto and RV, Kellogg Community College, McDonald's Branch County, Meyer, Nottawa Gas Company of Nottawa and Tekonsha, OmniSource, Pines Behavioral Health, Rainbow Motor Sales, Short's Root Beer Stand, Union Pallet and Container, Warner Oil Company, and Willow's Bar and Grill.
At AmeriGas Propane Company, you get the big company backing with local people you know and trust. This is Lisa Visa, and we have over 100 years combined propane experience at AmeriGas. With our 24/7 emergency call center, we won't leave you out in the cold or unsafe at any time. We offer fantastic first fill options for new customers and guaranteed price programs and budgets for all customers that qualify. For more information, visit us on US 12 in Coldwater, online at AmeriGas.com, or call 517-278-4255.
You don't know exactly when, but it happens every year without fail. Winter is closed, and the world is open. And Meijer has everything you need to greet the season in style. From the latest spring fashions to grills and grill gadgets, flowers to brighten up the yard, and furniture to spruce up the patio. If it's something to welcome the warmer weather ahead, you'll find it at Meijer and at low prices. So before you go outside, go to Meijer to get the most out of your spring.
Harold has it. That's right. Harold has it. Harold Chevrolet Buick has it all. We are the tri-state area's largest volume dealer. And you know what large volume means? Huge discounts. We have over 200 vehicles ready for immediate delivery. We are so confident that we will not be undersold that we have the low price guarantee. If we cannot beat a competitor's price, we will pay you $1,000. That's right. Harold has it. The low price guarantee. Harold Chevrolet Buick is the home of guaranteed credit approval. We are so confident that we can get you approved for a loan, we guarantee it, or we pay you $1,000. All you need is income of about $800 a month and a small down payment or trade, and you will be driving home a nicer, newer car today. That's right. Harold has it. Credit approval guarantee. Harold Chevrolet Buick is one of Indiana's only certified elite service facilities. We have a low price guarantee on all tires for all makes and all models. See us for all your automotive needs. You don't have to look any further than 824 North Wayne Street, just north of the mound in downtown Angola, or visit us online at haroldchevrolet.com. Because if you're looking for it, Harold has it.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
And warm greetings from Three Rivers High School, the Michigan High School Athletic Association, and WTVB proud to present this Class B Boys Basketball District opening round game from what they call the Purple Palace here at Three Rivers. The Coldwater Cardinals taking on the Edwardsburg Eddies. I'm Sean Watson, and to my left is Al Rackesy.
Well, good to be here, Sean. Always an exciting time of the year. The March Magic has arrived, and Cardinals are here tonight to take on the Eddies from Edwardsburg, who come in with a 14-6 record, 8-2 in their conference, and finished in second place in the Wolverine Conference overall, losing to Otsego in the title game last week. So don't know much about them other than, as you told me, they seem to be a little bit of a perimeter-oriented team, but teams match up pretty well size-wise and everything, so see if the Cardinals can give them a game here today.
Well, as you said, 14-6 for the Edwardsburg Eddies. They finished 8-2 in the West Division of the Wolverine Conference. That earned them a trip to the conference championship game last Thursday, where they lost to state-ranked Otsego 62-51. Otsego has a 7-foot center by the name of Seth Duggan. That's attracting a lot of attention from D1 schools. And he proved to be the difference maker, 16 points, 17 rebounds, and 3 shots for the Otsego 7-foot center, Seth Dugan.
Well, anytime you've got a 7-footer on a basketball court in high school, that's going to present a challenge for any team that's going up against him. And Dugan has offers right now from Western Michigan, Toledo, Northern Illinois, and LaSalle. And reportedly a couple of Big Ten teams are looking at him as well.
Meanwhile, for Edwardsburg, Grant Chalewski and Dante Rosano, each with 12 points for the Eddies. And Dante Rosano, who's just a sophomore, the team's leading scorer, averaging 14.8 points per game. Chalewski averaging 8.3. Dylan Hewlett, 9.4. Jackson Gadeski, 8.3. So, you know, after Dante Rosano, you got three or four players that have scored between 8 and 9 a night.
Yeah, you had pretty balanced scoring for that team, the Edwardsburg Eddies, and looks like they averaged pretty close to 60 points a game, 62 actually, and so it'll present a bit of a challenge for the Cardinals. But again, you know, everybody's 0-0 at this time of the year, and anything can happen.
Well, it's a good thing for the Cardinals. They finished the regular season at 4-15 overall, 1-13 in the SMAC East, losing to Loy Norks by 4 last week in the regular season finale, 49-45. And in that game, Nate Waterbury led the scoring with 12, Luke Beckhusen with 11, so a bit of a youth movement going there for Coldwater.
Yeah, the sophomore guards had nice nights. Both of them contributed in other ways, too. Beckhusen had 6 rebounds, and Waterbury had 3. Beckhusen with 4 steals, and Waterbury with 2. So those young men kind of learning on the fly this year as sophomores, and Coach Kelly looking forward to having them back for the next 2 years.
We'll go ahead and take this two-minute break and play you back an interview that I conducted earlier this evening with the head coach of the Coldwater Cardinals, Brian Kelly, from Three Rivers High School. You're listening to March Magic on WTVB.
Recent reports reveal the average car is 11 years old.
Yikes!
We've got a car health crisis in our country. This is Michelle.
And this is Melissa from Rainbow Motor Sales.
We're on a mission to help people get rid of the old car they hate.
So we created the Old Car Exchange. Trade in your old car early, regardless of age, miles, or condition.
Even if you still owe $1,000, $2,000, or $3,000, drive away in a nicer, newer car. Plus, based on the sale price of the nicer, newer car you choose,
you may qualify for a car health subsidy. Get way more than appraised value for your old trade-in at Rainbow Motor Sales.
Stuck in an old car because of pre-existing credit conditions? Our For the People credit approval process is just what the doctor ordered.
Trade in your old car and drive away in a nicer, newer car, possibly for the same or lower monthly payment. This is Melissa.
And this is Michelle.
And we're a dealer for the people.
Rainbow Motor Sales, Coldwater.
Or online at rainbowmotorsales.com.
Warner Oil Company and Steve Filson with us every day out on the road talking to farmers and getting an opportunity really to help folks in the farm community, aren't you, Steve?
Yes, we are. We service all of Branch County. We get into Calhoun County. We have all of Hillsdale County from our Roost Oil location in Reading.
Well, one of the things I know Warner Oil Company has prided itself in over the years has been that customer service of being there when somebody needs them.
Absolutely, service. That's what we really hang our hats on, and people can depend on us, especially with the farmers when they get in the field in the spring. We're going to keep them rolling. We don't want anybody to have to sit and wait for fuel.
Yeah, when they need it, they really need it. At the same time, they're always looking at some new products, and you've got something new in the world of diesel.
We're working with renewable diesel. It's a bean oil. It's completely different than the old biodiesel. We're mixing at it anywhere from 5 to 20%. We've had absolutely great success with it, and everybody really likes it. Any more information you need, please stop by Warner Oil Company. Our office is at 400 Ray Street here in Coldwater, or call us at 278-5844.
Many choices, one path, not just a starting point, a launch pad, more than a step, a leap, not just a community college, it's a global sense of direction. Blaze your own trail. Explore Kellogg Community College at kellogg.edu.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Welcome back to Three Rivers High School, our pregame interview with Coldwater head coach Brian Kelly, brought to you by Union Pallet and Container Company. Is your company doing its part to help save the planet? Union Pallet and Container offers a complete recycling program to retrieve, remanufacture, and repair pallets that are beyond their usable life. Call Union Pallet and Container in Coldwater at 278-4888, where they're a proud supporter of the Branch Area Food Pantry. So just a little under a week between your final regular season game against Loy Norks and tonight's contest, what did you have the guys work on over the ensuing week?
Just basically fundamental things, just refining, you know, what we've done all year and just trying to eliminate any of those, mistakes or correct some things that we might need for this week. Other than that, nothing really brand new or nothing crazy. Just trying to get them ready for tonight's game.
Did you have a chance to scout out many games of the Edwardsburg Eddies, like, say, Thursday's game or any others?
I saw them a couple times early in the year. They're a very good basketball team, very well coached. They play extremely hard. They are perimeter-oriented with their offense and stuff, and they can flat shoot the basketball. So, you know, a key factor for us tonight will be our defense and, you know, trying to control their three-point shooting will be a huge factor in whether we can win this game or not tonight.
So over the past week, everybody came out of it relatively healthy as far as any injuries that have healed up?
Well, we got Luke back. He seems to be as good as he's going to get before this tournament run. We did lose Blaze to an ankle earlier in the week. Tonight he'll be questionable on what he can do, and we'll have to just wait and see on that. There's nothing we can tell right now. I mean, he's taking it easy the last couple nights in practice, so we'll wait and see how he feels during the game.
Brian Kelly, head coach of the Coldwater Cardinals, best of luck tonight. Hopefully we'll be able to talk to you after a win.
All right, thanks, guys.
Those are the thoughts of Coldwater head boys basketball coach Brian Kelly, as we're about 5 minutes or so away from the opening tip here at Three Rivers High School between the Cardinals and the Edwardsburg Eddies. This is the only game here tonight at Three Rivers. The winner of this contest will take on the host Wildcats Wednesday night at 6. First game of a district semifinal doubleheader. Sturgis and Vicksburg drew first round byes. They will be playing in the second semifinal coming up on Wednesday. And, of course, if Coldwater gets the win, we will be back here beginning at about 5:30 on Wednesday night. We're also following the action out at the Class C Bronson District, and it's quite the barn burner going on right now between Hillsdale and Mendon at the half as we check out the WTVB scoreboard. Hillsdale leading Mendon 45-37. The winner of that game will get Quincy to open up the district semifinals on Wednesday.
Well, a lot of points being scored in that Hillsdale-Mendon game in the first half, so I'm sure the Quincy Orioles and Coach Scott Rotisiler are over there taking that game in. I'm checking out who their opponent might be come Wednesday night, but like I say, a lot of points being put up, and Hillsdale is still a team that likes to run and get out, but they don't pressure defense as much as they have in the past year, so...
The broadcast of today's game is a copyrighted presentation of the Michigan High School Athletic Association and WTVB. No reproduction, retransmission, or other distribution of the descriptions or accounts of this game may take place without the express written consent of the MHSAA and Midwest Communications Incorporated. Do you know what a concussion looks like? Did you know that 9 times out of 10 a concussion doesn't knock someone out? The signs and symptoms of a concussion sometimes don't manifest themselves until after the game, so learn what to look for. Visit the MHSAA website and click on Education for more information, a message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association promoting the value and values of educational athletics. Let's go ahead and take this 2-minute break. We'll bring you the starting lineups on the opening tip. From here at Three Rivers High School, the Coldwater Cardinals and the Edwardsburg Eddies to open up MHSAA Class B district play. We're back in 2 minutes. You are listening to March Magic on WTVB.
Saving you money on great transportation is their specialty at Bobilia Chrysler Jeep Dodge in Coldwater. Get the vehicle you need at the price to fit your budget to keep you on the road in any kind of weather. Check out all the specials on the lot or Bobilia.com. It's sure to get warm sometime soon. Look sharp at a 2008 Kia Sportage EX with sunroof, just $199 per month. Mobilia has a pair of 2012 Chevrolet Malibu LTs. Your choice, just $214 per month. Just add tax, title, and plate. Talk to Jeff Downer, Jared Hetrick, Sean Stouter, Tom Whiteley, or Dean Mobilia. You can also trust Mobilia to service your current vehicle. With their expanded service department, Saturday hours, and factory-trained techs, Mobilia will get you in and out quickly. At Mobilia, buy 3 oil changes and get the 4th one free. That's right, free. And with their express oil change service, there's no need for an appointment. Mobilia Chrysler Jeep Dodge on US 12, across from the airport, Coldwater.
Everyone is experiencing hard times in one way or another. For some, it has been the loss of a job or their home. For others, it has been worrying about money and struggling to make ends meet. For some, it has led to issues with the children or in their marriage. It affects everyone differently. Some people become depressed. Some people have increased anxiety. Some turn to alcohol or drugs, while others may even have thoughts of suicide. In these hard times, it is important to remember that you are not alone, that your feelings are nothing to be ashamed of, and help is there 24 hours a day, just a phone call away at Pines Behavioral Health in Coldwater. Just pick up the phone and call 279-8404. When you need help dealing with the hard times that are impacting your life, turn to Pines Behavioral Health in Coldwater. We are always there when you need help. At Pines Behavioral Health, we believe that life should be enjoyed, not endured.
The voice of Branch County for high school sports, AM 1590 WTVB Coldwater and FM 95.5 W238 CD Coldwater.
The starting lineups are brought to you by Schwartz Root Beer Stand. It's a sure sign of spring. Schwartz is now open for the season. Tomorrow's special will be their delicious pork tenderloin basket. Schwartz Root Beer Stand, open Monday through Thursday, 11 to 8, and Saturday, 11 to 9. Schwartz Root Beer Stand at the corner of Munson and West Chicago Street, Coldwater, where they are now accepting debit and credit cards. For the Coldwater Cardinals, who are going to be the visiting team in this game, 4-15 overall under head coach Brian Kelly. In the backcourt will be Luke Beckhusen, a 5'10 sophomore, Grant Maurer, a 6-foot senior, and getting his first start in about a month, Luke Sempion. He is a 6'1 senior. Up front, Ryan Mock, a 6'3 senior, and Logan Taggart, who has been the team's leading scorer, averaging about 9.5 points a game now. He's a 6'4 junior. For the Edwardsburg Eddies, 14-6 under head coach Stephen Wright. In the backcourt will be Isaac Bite. He is a 6-foot junior. Also Dylan Hewitt, a 5'9 senior, and Grant Chalewski, a 6-foot senior. Up front, Dante Rosano, the Eddies' leading scorer, 6'3 sophomore, and Jackson Gadefsky, a 6'5 junior. It will be Gadefsky and Stempion jumping at center circle. The ball is passed to the backcourt to the Eddies. They are in their home whites with the blue numerals, blue and orange trim. They're running the offense, a hop step down the middle of the line, kick the ball out to Hewlett. On the runner, just a little bit short along the left baseline by Chalewski. Here come the Cardinals in the road ruts with the white numerals in the trim, moving from left to right. Ryan Mock shoots over the double team that swarmed in front of him. Ball tapped by Taggart, picked up by the Eddies, though. Here they come. The give for the right wing. The three-pointer is just short for Rosano. Rebounded by Taggart.
Cardinals starting out in a man-to-man, and it looks like the Eddies are in a bit of a zone.
Shot from the right baseline by Maurer, partially blocked. No score. First minute here of the first quarter. Spin move by Rosano. Cut off, kick the ball out to Chalewski. Now to the right wing. It's going to come to Hewlett. Beckhusen is guarding him. A give up top to Rosano. Now the three-pointer just a little bit to the left. No good for Hewlett. Rebounded by Taggart.
Logan Taggart, good rebounding position that time.
Bounce pass Beckhusen to Mock across the timeline. 15-year-old gym, but a surprisingly short floor here at Three Rivers.
Nice-looking gym, though. You can pack a bunch of people in this place.
List of capacity, actually, is 2,500. What was that, a three-second or five-second call?
Five-second call.
That was a split second too late on that five-second call. Got the ball away to someone else, but then right after he got it, the whistle came out for the five-second call. Eddie's ball, no score, 6:21 left to play in the first quarter. We saw the first couple possessions that the Eddies like to attack the perimeter. Dribble drive, the runner by Hewlett in and out. He's fouled. He's going up for two.
Luke Beckhusen going to pick up his first and the team's first tonight.
Ball coming with 6:13 left to play in the first quarter. Hewlett to the free throw line where he is shooting. He's from the church, right?
72.7%. Best free throw shooter on the team.
Well, if I came down the line, a guy that you don't want to send to the stripe. Although he misses the first one, it remains a scoreless tie with 6:13 left to play here in the first quarter from Three Rivers. Glad you're along on this Monday night. Opening night of the boys' basketball district. Hewlett splits the pair. Edwardsburg finally draws first blood, 1-0. They're throwing out a press. Bounce pass intended for Beck Hewson, intercepted by Chalewski. Layup good.
Just that quick, the Eddies come out with a full court press, catches the Cardinals off guard a little bit.
Stampion bounce pass across the timeline to Maurer, cut off, a double team comes out on him on the left block. Now kick the ball out to Mock, trying to feed someone. Instead, we'll get it back to Maurer. He's on the right corner, moves to his left, pulling the ball Beck Hewson around to the left corner. Stampion lofting it to Maurer, long two from the right side, off the back of the hoop, the ball tipped to Taggart, he falls down. They should have been a traveling call there. He gets to Mock and scores. Well, big break there for Holdwater.
Good job of hustling and battling for the ball.
3-2. Eddie's on top. The ball comes to Rosano. Now the give to the free throw line. A dash down the middle of the lane. Just short for Gadewski. Here come the Cardinals in transition. Mock layup good.
Ryan Mock giving the Cardinals the lead, 4-3.
Other end of the floor, long pass to Gadewski, off of his fingertips, out of bounds, back to Coldwater. 5:06 left to play in the first quarter. They lead 4-3. The Eddies set up in a 2-1-2 zone press. Mock to Maurer, still in the backcourt, splits that double team, throws the ball across to Mock. Mock hops up. Up in the elbows, good. Ryan Mock with all six of Coldwater's points.
Ryan's feeling it early on here tonight for the Cardinals.
Then moved by Chalewski. The bounce pass off of Rosano's hands, and Luke Beck using with a gift. Flings the ball to Graham Maurer. Nice catch by Gary Baker from the Bailey Reporter near the exit here at the Three Rivers Gym, the Purple Palace.
Ball on the other end of the court was knocked away by Luke Beckhusen. Good to have him back in the lineup for the Cardinals.
Well, it's good to have Luke Stempien back in the lineup.
Stempien, I'm sorry.
Beckhusen never left. The feed to Rosano. A drive to the bucket off of Lansing. Good.
Nice move by the sophomore Rosano.
6-5 Cardinals. 4:25 left to play in the first quarter. The bounce pass to Maurer in the backcourt. The Eddies are now showing a 2-2-1 zone press. Stampion down the middle of the court. Get it to Mock. Open. Left corner three. Bounces off the back of the hoop. Flying in for the rebound is Grant Chalewski for Edwardsburg. Hewlett the give. There's a foul underneath. Ryan Mock was run over. An offensive foul against the Yetis. Goes against Jackson Gadewski, his first team first. First substitution of the night will come in the form of Dalton Raymond, a 6'1 junior.
Very youthful Edwardsburg team, only three seniors on the team.
A look at them be a force in the Wolverine Conference, no matter how they reconfigure it for the next couple of years. Grant Maurer had the ball knocked away from behind, picked up in the backcourt by the Yetis. Here's an open left corner three, rolls off the hoop, doesn't go in for a Chalewski, one and done. Maurer with the board. He had the ball almost stolen the backcourt. Now Taggart to Beck Hewson, dribble drive, the run. Oh, right baseline is good.
Great job by Luke, taking it hard to the hoop.
8-5 Cardinals, 3:37 counting left to play in the first quarter. Rosano moving to the right wing, now to his left with the free throw line. It's coming to Raymond. Get the ball out to the right corner. Here's Hewlett running on the curl. Comes back outside, three-pointer, bounces, does not go in for Vikes. Whistle on a foul underneath, and it's going to go against the Yetis.
Nope, going to go against Grant Maurer.
Whoa.
Looked like Grant had position there underneath the boards, but the official saw it differently.
Derek Pierce, a 6-foot junior, coming in for the Yetis, and Nate Waterbury, a 5'10 sophomore, coming in for Coldwater. It'll be Eddie Ball underneath the Coldwater bucket. The inbound to Rosano, and he drains his first triple. Probably won't be his last either. Drains it from the right corner, and we're tied at 8. Mock looking to inbound, finds Beck Hewson. The Eddie showing a 2-2-1 zone press. Mock's on the backcourt to Waterbury. Ahead across the timeline to Beck Hewson. Sideline right now between the circles. It's going to come to Waterbury. The Beck Hewson for a three from the right wing. It's short, one and done. Rebound by Dante Rosano. Get it ahead to Dylan Hewlett. Now get it left corner. Three-pointer is an air ball for Hewlett. Eddies get the ball back. Now up top, three-pointer does not go in for Pierce. Beck using with a rebound. Waterbury still trapped deep in the backcourt. Ball knocked away. He picks it back up. Now Mock inside. Taggart two-time. Turns around, shoots and scores.
Nice pass from Ryan Mott to Logan Tagger, who finishes it off for the Cards.
Coldwater regains the lead 10-8, 2:22 left to play in the first quarter here at Three Rivers High School. Dante Rosano getting the ball between the circles for the left wing. It'll turn to Isaac Bite. Underhand it, Rosano open up top for three, bounces off the front of the hoop. Waterbury with a rebound for Coldwater.
Well, they must have, I think they've shot about five or six three-pointers already, Sean.
And they only sunk one so far. 10-8, now 12-8 on another strong take to the bucket by Logan Taggart.
Nice pass from Nate Waterbury, sneaking it into Taggart.
Absolutely. Here come the Eddies, down four, three-pointer by Vite as a brick. He gets his own rebound. Bounce pass, pick it out to the left corner. Vite takes the triple. The original attempt on the other corner was by Dylan Hewitt. Whistle and a foul going to go against Coldwater's Logan Taggart. His first team third. And going to the free throw line is going to be Dylan Hewitt. Nope, check that. That's Isaac Fight once again.
Fight shooting.
First of two is good.
Fight shooting 56.7%. on the season.
Chalefsky getting ready to check back in for Edwardsburg. It's 12-9 Coldwater. 38 left to play in the first quarter. Ryan Hadley getting ready to check in for Coldwater. As Vite sinks the second one, Chalefsky and Gadefsky coming back in for the Eddies. Ryan Hadley, 6'3 senior, comes in for Logan Taggart, regularly scheduled substitution. The Eddies set up in their 2-1-2 zone press. Immediately, Ryan Hadley is double and triple team. Pass taken away by Dylan Hewitt. Layup, in and out, and in, plus one.
Hewitt with the big steal and the nice move to the hoop.
A count the bucket. The whistle is going to go. They give it to Luke Stempion. His first is going to be the team fourth. Hewitt back to the free throw line to try and complete the three-point play and give the Eddies a one-point lead. Rattles does not go in, and in the battle for the rebound, someone went over Stepien's back. That is Gadefsky picking up his second. Jackson Gadefsky picked up his second foul. He'll have to come to the bench prematurely. Joe Queener, a 6'5 junior, will come in for him.
Gadefsky, the tallest player on the Eddie squad at 6'5, and early foul trouble here.
Oh, Queener stands about 6'5 as well. So you don't lose much on the height aspect. Eddies are pressing. Mock is in a bit of trouble. Finds Waterbury. Are we going to get a timeout? We do get a 30-second timeout. Just coming with a minute 22 left to play in the first quarter. We'll keep it here. 12-12 tie between Coldwater and Edwardsburg. Get behind the scenes in high school sports by checking out the second half on the MHSAA website. Features, information, MHSAA finals coverage, and other fun stuff make the second half a great starting point for high school sports information every day. Right on the homepage of the MHSAA website, a message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association promoting the value and values of educational athletics.
Edwardsburg, a pretty good shooting team, Sean. 49.5% from the two-point line, or the two-point range, and 33.2% from three-point range on the season. So, pretty good numbers.
Give you a scoring update. Nick dead ball from the Bronson district between Minden and Hillsdale. It's at the end of the third quarter. Oh, here we go. The ball knocked away. It'll be
Coldwater basketball.
Coldwater basketball. Hillsdale leading Menden. End of the third quarter, 60-48. Of course, the winner there gets Quincy. The inbound comes to Ryan Mock, posting up to the right block. The triple team get the ball outside to Beck Husen, the runner from the right elbow. Short, the ball tipped. Hadley had a hand on it, taken away by Dylan Hewitt for the Edwardsburg Eddies.
Cardinals got a good look there. Good footwork.
Dribble drive. Raymond gets the ball back outside, trying to penetrate his Grant Chalefsky. The ball is going to go back to the Eddies. Following the foul whistle against Nate Waterbury, his first, team fifth. Raymond inbound. Head fake in the right corner. Hewitt kicks the ball out. Pass tipped away. Picked up by Chalefsky. Off step, got Beck using airborne. The shot goes in and out. Rebound putback doesn't go in for Joe Queener, but he's fouled.
Wiener rebounding strong for Edwardsburg. Brian Mock picking up his first foul, team six.
Oh, to the free throw line for Joe Queener. And another free throw bites the dust as it goes through the cylinder. Edwardsburg regains the lead, 13-12, 40.9 seconds left to play in the first quarter from here at Three Rivers. Second one went wide right. It's going to go back to the Eddies, last off of Hadley as he was diving after it.
Well, Ryan couldn't quite control it, lost it, tried to reach for it, touched it, so it's going to be Eddie basketball.
They lead 13-12. Up top, it's coming to Grant Chalewski. Hops up on the left blocks, comes back to the free throw line to Pierce. Now to the left corner to Chalewski, moving to his right. Pierce with it on the left wing. Looks like the Eddies are aiming for the final shot of the quarter. Bounce pass comes back outside to Dalton Raymond. Raymond cut off, swing the ball around to the left corner. Grant Chalewski, 15 seconds left in the quarter. Now back out to Hewlett.
Now they'll play for one.
Beck Houston comes out, screen set. Kick the ball out, top the key to Raymond. Now dribble drive, Hefe comes out to Chalewski, launches a three-pointer, front of the rim, it doesn't go in. At the buzzer, Edwardsburg leads Coldwater here in the MHSAA Class B Boys Basketball District first round game, 13-12. We're back in a minute. You're listening to March Magic on WTVB.
Spring is just around the corner, and now is the time to own a Traeger. The number one selling wood pellet grill from Nottawa Gas. You'll find smoking hot deals on the Junior, Little Texas Elite, Texas, and other select models with up to $100 in mail-in rebates. With a Traeger, you'll have no more mess and no more flare-ups. Stop into Nottawa Gas today in Nottawa or Tekonsha and take advantage of up to $100 in mail-in rebates today. Or visit them online at NottawaGas.com.
You don't know exactly when, but it happens every year without fail. Winter is closed, and the world is open. And Meijer has everything you need to greet the season in style. From the latest spring fashions to grills and grill gadgets, flowers to brighten up the yard, and furniture to spruce up the patio. If it's something to welcome the warmer weather ahead, you'll find it at Meijer and at low prices. So before you go outside, go to Meijer to get the most out of your spring.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
From the WTVB scoreboard, Hillsdale leading Mendon, end of the third quarter, 60-48, and the Class C District out at Bronson, the winner, will get Quincy on Wednesday night. Coldwater ball to start the second quarter. They trail Edwardsburg 13-12 from here at Three Rivers High School. Nate Waterbury, two-time at the half-court line. He takes it to the left corner, trying to get it back outside. In and out of Stempion's hands. It's taken away by the Eddies. Layup good by Grant Chalewski. The Eddies now lead by three, 15-12, and they're pressing once again. Waterbury to Stempion. Bounce pass back to Waterbury on the right side. Now across the timeline where he's met up with a trap. Needs to get the ball away. Finally throws it, looking for Stempion. He gets the ball back, almost taken away by the Eddies, but Stempion takes it back, trying to post up, draws a foul. Tougher defense that we're seeing here to start the second quarter from the Eddies.
Well, it definitely came out right after the Cardinals.
Dalton Raymond for the Eddies picking up his first foul, team third. The free throw line for the first time in roughly a month for Luke Stempion. First one off the back of the hoop. It remains for the time being 15-12 Eddies with 7:21 left to play in the half. Second one, Rattles does not go in. Rebound flying in and picked up by Joe Queener for the Eddies. Now hops up, hop, fight, block. And Hawk comes up with a loose ball. Did he get the block too?
Logan Taggart with the block.
Nice job by the post players. Now at the end of the floor, Waterbury trying to find a seam in the Eddie defense. He draws a foul. And just like that, Dalton Raymond picks up four fouls up on the board for Edwardsburg, six for Coldwater. Waterbury to the free throw line where he is shooting, I think you're going to say that.
Well, he's shooting two. He misses the first.
Dante Rosano and Isaac Veit coming back into the Eddie lineup. Raymond and Hewlett to the bench. Raymond having just picked up his second foul.
Eight, we're shooting 79% on the JVs and 60% on the varsity.
Here he splits the hair and cuts the Eddie lead to 2, 15-13. 7 minutes left to play in the half. Rosano to the right corner. Celeste cut off at the elbow on his move. Now back out to Rosano. Trying to move off the screen. Instead, we'll get it to Celeste. Moving around the interior perimeter. Now to Rosano. Hops up the free throw line. The leaner's good.
Gets it to go. Nice move to the hoop by Rosano.
He now has 7 points, and the Yetis lead by 4, 17-13. Traveling violation against the Cardinals as the Eddies were turning up the press once again.
Yeah, trapping defense is causing some problems for the Cardinals getting the ball up the floor.
The inbound comes to Isaac Bite. He's at the center court circle. Beck Hugan getting ready to check in for Coldwater with the next dead ball on the weave. It comes to Chalefsky, three-pointer. Good! From the left wing for Derek Pierce. Was that a three-pointer? Sure was, and it's now 20-13. Eddies with their biggest lead of the night so far. Champion gets it finally across the timeline. Grant Maurer, right baseline, loses the ball. Taggart trying to pick it up. Ball still down on the floor, and finally we will get a jump ball with possession arrows pointing back to the blue and orange and white of the Edwardsburg Eddies. Beck Hewson comes back in for Coldwater. Luke Stepien, his first extended game action in about a month, finally getting a well-earned breather. 20-13, Eddies on top of the Cardinals, 6:02 left to play in the half.
Edwardsburg does a great job of attacking the basket and kicking the ball out.
Here, Chalefsky kicked the ball out to Pierce. Now back to Chalefsky. No, that's Rosano for three. It's short off the right corner. Rebounded by Maurer. One and done. Still in the backcourt trying to shade off his defender, Isaac Mike. Mike still on him like a cheap suit. Underhands it to Waterbury on the right wing. Being hawked by Mike. Now a double team comes out on him, and one of that double team is going to be assessed the foul. It's Isaac Mike with his first team fifth.
Edwardsburg fans don't like that call.
They're all sitting right behind us for some reason. Grant Maurer to trigger in front of the Eddie bench, 20-13. The Cardinals trail the Eddies, 5:32 left in the half. Mock trying to post up. In and out, rebounded by Queener. Here comes Dante Rosano, the give to the right corner. Wide open, three rolls off the hoop from NBA range right wing, rebounded by Mock. Across the timeline, Waterbury poked away from behind. Now he's underneath the bucket. Gets it to Taggart. He's swarmed underneath. The ball's going to go back to the Cardinals that was knocked away by the Eddies.
I believe I have a final on that Mendon score. Hillsdale 85, Mendon 60.
Woo! It's going to be a real challenge for the Quincy Orioles as Grant Maurer receives the inbound and scores on the set play, 20-15. Eddie's lead by 5 here at Three Rivers, 4:55 left to play in the half.
Mendon played without their star player, Zach Darmafal, in that game. Brazil.
Yeah. Here at Three Rivers, Dante Rosano finishes underneath the bucket. The lead back up to 7 once again for Edwardsburg, 22-15. Half in the backcourt, intercepted by Chalefsky. They keep it in bounds. Here's Byte, dribble driving on the weak side. Cut off, kicked the ball out to Rosano. Beck Hewson mugging him immediately. Now comes back out top to Chalefsky. Off the screen, kicked the ball out to Byte. Head fake on the right corner. 4:20 left to play in the half. Rosano tips the ball. Chalefsky long two, bounces short off the rim, knocked with a rebound. Mock to Waterbury, gets across the timeline. The Yetis set in their half-court defense. Bounce pass to Mock inside. Maurer two times, and the ball ripped away by Rosano. Rosano ahead. Chalefsky back to Rosano. Around to Pierce, left wing three. Wide to the left, rebound by Mock once again.
Well, the Yetis don't crash the boards on the offensive end by any means. Cardinals getting a lot of defensive rebounds down there.
Here's Waterbury with a take.
Oh.
In and out once again. Queener with a rebound for Edwardsburg. Here comes Rosano. Rosano splits a double team. Off the glass. He's hacked.
Well, I don't know about that foul call.
Looks like they're going to give it to Beck Hewson, who picks up his second foul, team 7. Edwardsburg in the bonus, and they say that Dante Rosano was in the act of shooting.
Rosano's momentum took him to the floor.
First, a two from Rosano.
65.4% free throw shooter on the season for Rosano.
Dylan Hewitt back in for Edwardsburg. Scout Case in for the first time for Coldwater. He's a 5'6 senior. Back end of the two-shot trip of the line for Dante Rosano. Down, up. Another break. Mock again with a rebound. It remains 22-15. Eddie's 3:25 left to play in the half. Waterbury across the timeline. Strong, quick move. Get it out. Maurer long two off the back of the hoop. Ball hit by Rosano. He wants to run. Dante Rosano, nice gift to Chalesky on the fast break. Fadeaway Jay altered by the double team that closed in front of him. Mock with yet another rebound. He's got to be in double digits by halftime. Ahead to Case, now Waterbury. Waterbury puts the shoulder down and gets a five-footer to go.
Good job by Nate. Justin on the fly there.
22-17, other end of the floor. Eddie's in transition. Pierce tried to save it, but right to Scout Case. He's in the other end of the floor. Double team, Mock, right wing, three.
Ryan Mock with 9 points on the night for the Cardinals.
They trail by two, 22-20, 2:36 and counting left to play in the half. And we're getting ready to check in for Coldwater at the next dead ball. Rosano off the screen, kick the ball out. Pierce on the right wing, non-cross court. Back to Celeste on the left wing. Rosano off top to Pierce on the right corner. Through the ball away!
Going right into the bench. The Cardinals.
And at the second, Celeste was tied up, and we're going to get a 30-second timeout from Edwardsburg. 2:19 left to play in the first half. It is the Yetis 22, the Cardinals 20. Our game coverage is brought to you in part by Shorts With Their Stand. It's a short sign of spring. Shorts is open for the season. Tomorrow's special will be their delicious pork tenderloin basket. Shorts With Their Stand open Monday through Thursday, 11 to 8. Friday and Saturday, 11 to 9. Shorts With Their Stand at the corner of Munson and West Chicago Street, Coldwater, where they are now accepting debit and credit cards.
Always good to have Shorts Root Beer Stand open for the season.
Even though they don't have to use the refrigerator to keep their root beer on ice at this point.
Well, kind of cold for opening day yesterday for them. Kind of liking it to opening day of baseball season.
Especially considering this year's opening day for the Tigers. Who knows how much snow might still be on the ground.
Well, sure they'll get Comerica Park shoveled off, cleaned off.
Will be quite the challenge. Coldwater ball.
Cardinals turn it over.
Dagger trying to get the ball back outside as a triple team closed in on him. It's taken away by the Eddies. Here's Grant Chalesky, the give to Rosano, the runner. Blocking foul against the Cardinals.
Good
Ryan Hanley's feet weren't quite set. Hanley picks up his first teammate.
Rosano back to the line for two. Missed on his first two attempts.
The Eddies currently lead by two, 22-20, a minute 56 left to play in the half. Rosano, dip shoot, gets the first one, nothing but net. Pierce to the bench, and Isaac Veit coming in for the Eddies, who currently lead 23-20. Second of two from Rosano is good.
Nothing but net on those two for Rosano.
Rosano with 11 of Edwardsburg's 24 points. The Eddies are pressing. Hadley across the timeline to Case. Bounce pass to Waterbury. Quickly, the Eddies back on their half-court defense. Case bounce pass. Hadley long two from the left side. Bounces off the back of the hoop. Maurer and Vike Cameron court. Wendy Vike assess the foul for Edwardsburg. He picks up his second. Debbie's going to come back in for Coldwater. Maurer to the bench. Coming in for Edwardsburg, meanwhile, will be Jordan Douglas, 6 foot senior. The Edwardsburg fans are still chattering behind us.
Coach Steve Wright doing the right thing, getting his player out of there with his two fouls, a minute 40 to go here.
Well, that's three players that now have two fouls apiece for the Eddies.
Oh,
a little traveling music, Sammy. A little bit of a shuffle there for Ryan Hanley on the high left block.
Had the right idea, saw a little opening there, and tried to take it. Just took off a little too fast before putting it on the floor.
24-20, Edwardsburg, a minute 25 left to play in the half. Douglas swings the ball to Rosano. left corner, now to the wing, bounce pass inside. Wheeler is cut off. It comes back to Rosano. Now the give to Hewlett. Dribble drive cut off on the right corner around the perimeter. Now comes back up top. Swinging around to Shalefsky. Cut off 5 feet away from the free throw line. Now the give to Queener. Hops up. And the layup is good for Joe Queener.
Nice move to the hoop by Queener. Good patience shown by the Eddies.
That ball still in the backcourt. Almost taken away by the Eddies. The Cardinals looking distinctly uncomfortable on the press break right now. But they have the ball in the front court, trailing 26-20. Logan Taggart, triple team on him. Still gets the shot to go off the glass, and he's good.
6 points on the night for Logan.
26-22, Eddies, 30 seconds left to play in the half. Edwards Bird going four corners. Look for them to play for the final shot of the half, and look for them to start running the offense with about 10 seconds left on the clock. There's now 17 seconds left. Clock moving.
Started a little bit earlier.
Jordan Douglas moving to the perimeter. Get it up top to Rosano. Now to the left corner. The feed inside to Queener. The give and go. Yes. First Grant Celeste.
Nice play by the Eddies on the baseline.
Madley for three at the buzzer. Off the hoop. No good. Edwards Berg will take a 6-point lead into the locker room at the half, 28-22. Edwards Berg leading Coldwater in this MHSAA Class B boys basketball district first round game. The Branch County Abstract and Title halftime report coming up after this 3-minute break. You're listening to March Magic on WTVB.
Well, so much for your plan to hit Battle Creek's Marvac Camper and RV Show. That was last weekend, so lose the string on your finger. But guess what? It's still going on. Just a little south of Battle Creek at Halet Auto and RV in Coldwater. Everything you missed at Marvac is on display and on sale now at Halet's 11-acre RV and Camping Superstore.
Due to last week's inclement weather, the special Marvac financing and discounts you missed...
That's held over for one more week at Halet's, too. Browse at your pace. Take all the time you need. Over 350 units on display. It's wall-to-wall tent campers, travel trailers, fifth wheels, motorhomes, and more.
Halet has a big, new parts and accessories warehouse
where you'll find exactly what you need. 15 manufacturers displayed at Marvac. Halet has product from 18 on the lot, plus deep discounts, plus special financing to put the deal together for you.
So hightail it to Halet.
Halet Auto and RV, US 12 east of I-69, exit 13 in Coldwater, Michigan,
where your family camping adventures begin.
This is Scrap Chat with Max Hall, reminding you that while all metal has value, not all metal recyclers value you. At Omnisource, guys like me tell you what your metal's worth and how to make it worth even more the next time. Because we grind up and spit out scrap, not customers. Find frank advice and fair payment at one of our 5 Omnisource yards conveniently located in Southwest Michigan. For locations and a list of metals we buy, visit Omnisource.com.
Doday's On-Time Services is the name to know when you need to heat or cool your home, make sure your water heater is heating, improve the quality of your drinking water, or repair any type of plumbing problem. Now, that's a lot of services, and that's why they also offer a Priority Club membership. For a yearly fee, they'll do an annual maintenance check on all your systems. Plus, you'll get discounts on parts when you need them and priority service when you have a problem. That's Doday's On-Time Services, your trusted plumbing and heating company. Call 278-2995, 278-2995.
Life presents different challenges for each of us. Some people are experiencing stress due to their jobs, while others are experiencing the stress of losing their jobs. Bills, budgets, and making ends meet can lead to anxiety, depression, family issues, marital problems, substance abuse, and thoughts of suicide. While everyone is affected in different ways, one thing remains the same. You're not alone. In fact, help is always just a phone call away, 24 hours a day, at Pines Behavioral Health in Coldwater. Getting help is as easy as picking up the phone and dialing 279-8404. 279-8404. So when you find yourself feeling overwhelmed, turn to Pines Behavioral Health on Michigan Avenue just off US 12 in Coldwater. There when you need someone. At Pines Behavioral Health, they believe life should be enjoyed, not endured.
Many choices, one path, not just a starting point, a launch pad. More than a step, a leap. Not just a community college, it's a global sense of direction. Blaze your own trail. Explore Kellogg Community College at kellogg.edu.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
It's halftime here at Three Rivers High School's Purple Palace. This MHSAA Class B Boys Basketball District opening round game. The Edwardsburg Eddies currently leading the Coldwater Cardinals 28-22. The halftime report brought to you by Branch County Abstracts and Title, wishing good luck to the Cardinals. For title insurance, escrow closings, or other title or abstract services, turn to Branch County Abstract and Title, a local business serving Branch County since 1887, where their employees have over 230 years of experience. Branch County Abstract and Title, located at 22 Tibbetts Plaza in Coldwater. Call them at 278-6960. First, for the Edwardsburg Eddies, Dante Rosano leading all scorers up to this point with 11 points. Grant Chalewski with 6. Derek Pierce with 3. Joe Queener with 3. Dylan Hewitt with 3. And Isaac Bite with 2. Those are the 28 that the Eddies have up on the board right now. Meanwhile, for Coldwater, Luke Beckhusen with 2. Grant Maurer, 2. Ryan Mock leading the way for the Red and White with 9, Logan Taggart with 6, and Nate Waterbury with 3. Those are their 22 that Coldwater has up on the scoreboard right now. By the quarters, 13-12 in the first, 15-10 in the second, both favoring the Eddies. Shooting stats for Coldwater, 10 of 21 shooting, 47.6%, 1 of 5 from the three-point line, 20%, just 1 of 4 from the free-throw line, 25%, and that was on a make by Nate Waterbury. Meanwhile, for Edwardsburg, 10 of 28 shooting, 35.7%, 2 of 13 from downtown, 15.4%, and 6 of 11 from the charity stripe, 54.5%. Coldwater has out-rebounded Edwardsburg so far, 19-13. Ryan Mock with 6 of those rebounds, Logan Taggart and Grant Maurer with 3 apiece. Meanwhile, Joe Queener off the bench leading the way on the rebounding side for Edwardsburg with 4 turnovers, 10 for Coldwater, 3 for Edwardsburg. And off those turnovers, the Eddies with the 11-3 edge. Second chance points, 3-2 favor Edwardsburg. Points off the bench, 6-2 Edwardsburg. 2 ties, 2 lead changes. The Edwardsburg Eddies have led pretty much since the near the end of the first quarter.
Well, the defense has given Coldwater a little bit of a problem getting the ball up the court. They've had a couple of turnovers coming up the floor. But doing a good job on the boards and actually doing a pretty good job of shooting the basketball. You know, again, something that's bit this team all year long is missing those easy shots inside. And there were a few of those that the Cardinals missed there in this first half that kind of put them in that 28-22 hole. So overall, pretty evenly played game. Obviously, Edwardsburg does like to shoot that three, but not having too much success with that tonight.
Again, we mentioned we are following the progress of the Class C district out at Bronson. There are two games being played there tonight. First game is complete. Hillsdale defeated Mendon 85-60. So tomorrow at 6 o'clock, it will be Hillsdale against Quincy. That should be a barn burner out at the Bronson Junior Senior High School gym.
That'll be Wednesday.
Yes. What did I say?
Tomorrow.
So. I'd like it to be tomorrow. Just can't get enough basketball this time of the year.
Well,
March Magic.
That should be a pretty doggone good game, though. Hillsdale with a nice 16-4 season and second place in the conference. So should be a good test for the Orioles. But obviously, Brad Felix and his Hillsdale Hornets can still put the ball in the hoop. And they did that tonight against the Mendon Hornets.
On the other side of the bracket tonight at Bronson, it is the host Vikings taking on Union City, with the winner taking on Reading Wednesday night in the other district semifinal.
Kind of anybody's ball game in that. Obviously, Union City beat them twice during the year. You know, the old adage, it's hard to beat a team three times in a season. Brunson's lone victory coming, though, against highly ranked St. Philip in Class D. So the Brunson Vikings have the advantage of playing on their home court tonight. So hopefully the Vikings can come away with a win there. But regardless, we're going to be carrying both games, I believe, on
Wednesday night.
Right.
If Coldwater falls here at Three Rivers against Edwardsburg, our attention will turn to the Bronson District. First game on Wednesday would be at 6, the second game about 7:30 or so, and we would have both games on Wednesday beginning at 5:30. Now, should Coldwater come from behind to beat Edwardsburg, we'd be back here at 5:30 on Wednesday night for the pregame show as the winner of this game would take on the host Three Rivers Wildcats.
And I don't know what kind of a season Three Rivers has had this year, Sean.
Bottom of the rankings in the Wolverine Conference West Division. Well, they were struggling this year.
They've had a tough year. The Wolverine is a tough conference made up of all Class B schools. You know, we see a lot of Class A schools, though, and in the conference that we've been playing in. So, if the Cardinals can sneak one out here tonight against the Yetis, they'd have a pretty good shot against the Wildcats, I would think, come Wednesday night.
They've got 16 more minutes of game action at least to figure out where we're going to be going Wednesday night to broadcast some basketball. Edwardsburg leading Coldwater here 28-22 at the half of this Class B district. Second half action coming up in 1 minute. You're listening to March Magic on WTVB.
St. Patrick's Day will be an especially delicious day at Benedict Steakhouse and Grill in Coldwater. They'll be celebrating the wearing of the green right on St. Patrick's Day, adding corned beef and cabbage and Guinness marinated steaks to their regular menu options. In addition, Scotty Butters will be providing music throughout the evening, so celebrate St. Patrick's Day in a delicious way at Benedict Steakhouse and Grill, west of I-69 on US 12, serving food 7 days a week and fun till 2 a.m. on Fridays and Saturdays.
You don't know exactly when, but it happens every year without fail. Winter is closed, and the world is open. And Meijer has everything you need to greet the season in style. From the latest spring fashions to grills and grill gadgets, flowers to brighten up the yard, and furniture to spruce up the patio. If it's something to welcome the warmer weather ahead, you'll find it at Meijer and at low prices. So before you go outside, go to Meijer to get the most out of your spring.